Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We'll be talking about your health today because our first guest on Q&A will be our buddy Roxanne Hull from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. They have a big family health fair coming up. It's called Celebrate Life. It's gotten so big they've had to move it to the Finley Toyota Center. It's for the whole family, and you will love being a part of that. Then after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, we'll talk with Mary Byrne from the James Family YMCA in Prescott about a new program being initiated for Parkinson's sufferers. So that's on today's Q&A. I want to remind you that since this is Tuesday, the Tuesday Night Classic this evening at the Prescott Valley 14, I'm sorry, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Sedona 6 Theater, the Harkins, I'm backward, folks, sorry about that. The Harkins 6 in Sedona, I'll get it straight one of these days. The movie tonight at 7 o'clock for only $5 is Rudy, about the little guy who battled all the odds. He always wanted to play football for Notre Dame, and he somehow found a way to do it. So, real inspiring film tonight, Rudy, at 7 o'clock. That's your Tuesday night classic. And then tomorrow at the Prescott Oaks Theater, on the big screen, it's the Julia Roberts classic, Steel Magnolias. And starting next week on Wednesdays at the Harkins Theaters at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on those Wednesdays in September. It's Western Wednesdays, September 4th, Unforgiven, September 11th, The Searchers, September 18th, True Grit, the 2010 version, and September 25th, The Outlaw, Josie Wales. Those are coming your way in September at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. Hey, we've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about with the Celebrate Life Health Expo with Roxanne Hull, and that's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Ready for yoga class?
Ugh, I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Men One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
say. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 206. It's always great to have a friend in the house. That's certainly the case today. Roxanne Hull is here from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Boy, you got a big event coming up on September 6th and 7th. It's not only very important for everyone's health, it's a lot of fun, too. Tell us about it.
It's going to be great fun this year. We're proud to present the giant inflatables. And it's going to be fun even for the adults, I think.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, I've been to the health fairs before, the Celebrate Life health fairs, which literally, as you know, saved my life 4 years ago. That was a stunner. I had no idea that would happen that day, but it did. And you've had it annually. I used to see it at the Gateway Mall, but this has gotten so big, you need the big event center, don't you?
Yeah. We've actually even expanded it to 2 days.
And you've got 100, more than 100, in fact, health, wellness, and fun activities. What's the price for all this?
This is completely free.
No, seriously, what's the price for all this?
Let me say, this is completely free.
And you know what? Some of the fun things, and this is why one of the reasons it's a real family event, because it's going to get kids engaged in it, because there's a lot of things in there that'll really hit you visually when you walk in, aren't
yes,
there?
Yes, absolutely. And that was part of the reason we did it for 2 days this year. We've actually invited the local schools to bring their classrooms to the event on Friday. And as of today, we have over 1,300 kids signed up to attend on Friday.
Isn't that great? And, you know, kids are naturally curious.
Yes.
And, you know, it's wonderful that kids are given, you know, the correct information the earliest age possible, because it alleviates all sorts of rumors and fears and, you know, urban legends and things like this.
Yeah.
And they can approach a mature topic in a mature way. You know, I've used the analogy before. When I was in Chicago, we used to see school tours of the Lincoln Park Zoo because mm-hmm. they had a working farm at zoo, and an awful lot of city kids had no idea where their food came from.
Exactly.
Not a clue. I mean, literally no
container.
Clue. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a real chicken. We eat chickens. Yeah, what do you think they call a chicken?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it's not a matter of ignorance. They just weren't exposed to it.
Exactly.
And when I used to work in the funeral cemetery business, I'd see kids, you know, standing 15 feet back from the grave because they didn't know what was down there.
Exactly.
So with the parents' permission, we'd escort them up to the vault, have them look down there, explain exactly what's going to happen, and boom, the fear was gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids who are a little reticent about going to the doctor, this is going to take care of that, isn't it?
It is. And we've actually focused on, like, the fourth and fifth graders because we felt mm-hmm. like this was more around their comprehension level. But we really want anybody to come. Any kids, if they don't come on Friday, they can certainly come with their parents on Friday mm-hmm. or they can come on Saturday.
Now, you're going to have such exhibits, and you really have to see these to believe them. The Mega Body, mm-hmm. the Mega Heart, and this will be everyone's favorite, the Colossal Colon.
Yes.
Okay, the stage is yours.
Well, I can tell you that the Mega Body is over 50 feet long. It's 13 feet tall, I believe, and I think 26 feet wide. It's huge.
Kind of like me. Yeah, but go ahead.
Not at all. But you'll start at the mouth. You'll see the teeth, and inside you'll see the different organs, the heart, the lungs. I think they have the stomach in there, stuff like that. And then they have little sections where you can read about the different parts of the body.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Like going to the zoo and reading the exhibits about the animals.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. And then when you come to the heart, the same thing. You're actually going to be walking through this giant heart, and it'll have different little things on the side. It'll point out, like, maybe a lung cancer or something like that, and it'll explain to you what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the same thing for the Colossal Colon. In addition to that, we're going to have healthcare specialists at each one of these locations that can answer your questions. So you're not going to just walk through and have to try to figure stuff out for yourself. There's mm-hmm. going to be people there that know what they're talking about.
And you're also going to have your healthy kitchen, which our friend, the dietitian, Rita Carey Rubin, will conduct.
Yeah, she's going to make some yummy smoothies for everybody. Mm-hmm. Nice, healthy smoothies.
Yeah.
And then to top it all off, we have a special movie theater set up. And this is going to feature Dr. Tibby. He's our cardiothoracic surgeon at the hospital. He's in charge of the open heart program.
Mm-hmm.
He actually did a pig heart dissection, and we videotaped it because the pig heart is very similar to the human heart mm-hmm. in size and everything. And then we videotape the entire thing. And so this is going to be looping in our little theater every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you, when you were in college or high school, did you have to dissect a fetal pig?
Yes, we did.
So did we.
Yep.
You never forget the smell of formaldehyde.
No,
do you?
You don't.
You know, it was unfortunate for me because I was really curious about doing that. And my lab partner for hours didn't know a probe from a scalpel.
Uh-oh.
So that poor pig heart became a pork steak real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, poor thing. Well, there's so many good things going on for this. For one thing, you're going to have people and organizations dedicated to hiking, biking, healthy lifestyles, the nutrition tips and demonstrations. We mentioned Rita Carey Rubin,
mm-hmm.
Pre-diabetes, mm-hmm. Self-assessments, high function or lung function tests, carbon monoxide breathalyzers, blood pressure checks, back screenings, compression sock fittings, even CPR basics and first aid information from YRMC's own emergency services. You guys are going to be taking up the whole event center, aren't you?
We are. We are. We actually have over 36 departments from within the hospital participating.
Wow.
And over, as of this afternoon, over 76 other outside vendors.
Mm-hmm. And even for the kids who are too young or not interested, frankly, in some mm-hmm. of these exhibits, you're going to have face painters and photos of mascots, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to have local sports team mascots on hand, including, I can't even think now.
Is this Welby the Yava Bear?
Well, Welby's going to be there. We've got Buckets from the Suns.
Striker. Okay.
And I'm not sure which team Stryker's from. I think he's from the Phoenix.
Soccer team?
No, I think he's from a Phoenix team.
Okay.
And then a couple of the local high school mascots will be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also get your own selfie done, selfie being a blood cell
mm-hmm.
picture done. So that's going to be pretty cool. We'll have the mobile clinic there.
Even better.
The Partners for Healthy Students mobile clinic. So if you're not familiar with that, it'll give you an opportunity to see that and learn more about that program as well.
What can people access when they go onto the YRMC webpage? What are some of the things they can learn?
Oh, anything you want to know regarding health, and especially if you go to our YRMCHealthConnect.org page. That's where we publish ongoing articles, any new procedures that we have coming out. Our community calendar can be accessed there, and that's where you can find out about all of our speaking presentations that we do in the community, all of our classes, our diabetes education, our hip and knee replacement classes,
mm-hmm.
our breathe easier classes if you've got COPD, asthma, any of those issues. There's always ongoing classes for that as well.
We are talking to Roxanne Hull from Yavapai Regional Medical Center about the Celebrate Life Family Health Exhibit coming up at the Findlay Toyota Center. That will be on September 6th and 7th. Lots more coming up with Roxanne in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
I've been talking to Ed Walsh, general manager of Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac and Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Ed, are you guys having one of your famous 10 sales this Labor Day weekend?
We sure are. Twice a year, we reduce our inventory through these giant 10 events. We found that we either have to take these cars to auction and wholesale them at a huge loss or mark them down that close to wholesale pricing and just sell them locally.
Why do you guys do this?
Well, if you think about it, it's expensive to take these cars to auction. With transportation and auction fees, it just makes a lot more sense to mark them down and sell them to local residents. It's much better to have them enjoy the savings.
I know you guys always draw a crowd at these events.
We sure do. Local bargain hunters have figured out that a Lamb 10 sale is the time to score a deal. This year, we're going to feature a large selection of cars priced under $6,000.
Ed, I also see here that Nissan and Chevy have released extra rebates on new vehicles for Labor Day. Looks like this is the weekend to buy a new car, too.
Now is the time.
Well, I know your 10 sales are a lot of fun and an easy way to buy a car. I'll see you out there this Wednesday through Labor Day under the 10 Tan Giant flag at Lamb Chevrolet.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Life sounds and feels different when you play. What are you waiting for? Seize the day. Reconnect, recharge, remember what makes life worth living. Go play. Go RVing. Purchasing an RV is easy and affordable. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and travel to the playground of your choice. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. Stop by and find an RV that's perfect for your lifestyle. Join us for lunch right off Barbecue Grill every Friday and Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Prescott in Prescott Valley. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 22 years. Proud to have been chosen one of the top five elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 217 with Roxanne Hall from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Roxanne, we know we have a lot of new people moving into the area every month. Tell us about the two locations of YRMC.
We are located on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. That's right actually behind Findlay Toyota Center. And then also on Willow Creek Road in Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, and I don't know if you're qualified to answer this, but I'll throw it out there anyway. When there's a sudden accident scene, we read it in the paper all the time. Sometimes the victim is taken to the nearest hospital. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're flown to Flagstaff, sometimes to Phoenix. Who makes that decision, and what determines where they go?
As far as I know, that is based on whether or not, first of all, there's any kind of head trauma. If they even minutely suspect head trauma, they're going to fly them to a level 4 hospital, that being either Flagstaff or Phoenix.
I didn't know that.
We are not a level 4 trauma center.
Okay.
That means we don't have 24/7 neurological coverage. Okay. So, if, like I said, if there's any inkling at all of a head trauma, they're mm-hmm. going to fly them out. Mm, otherwise, wow. If it's something that they can treat locally, they will go to either campus.
You know, you mentioned that with the every month YRMC publishes a schedule of all the talks and workshops they're going to have. As all of us get older, because nobody escapes that, tell us how important it is to be more aware of your health and to stay active and be proactive in staying healthy.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I'm 56, so I mm-hmm. Still have a few years to go, but I find it more and more important now to take care of myself, to eat better. Number one, I don't have kids to take care of me when I get older, yeah. And I wouldn't want my kids to have to take care of me.
Sure.
So taking care of myself now when I can, not having to rely on having good health insurance or any insurance for that matter, that kind of thing is something you really need to think about. You got to pay attention to your health. Take care of yourself, because if you have to take care of somebody, you need to be able to do that.
That's right. My oldest brother told me not too long ago, he said, there's a little bit of a decline in your physicality between 40 and 50, mm-hmm. and then a little more between 50 and 60. Mm-hmm. He says what happens between 60 and 70 is almost like falling off a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
He cannot believe the difference in those decades between 60 and 70, what has happened to his balance, his reflexes, his strength. I mean, everything's like, what happened?
And I think a lot of it's related to your brain.
Yeah.
You have to keep your mind active.
Mm-hmm.
Do puzzles. Read. Nobody reads anymore.
Get involved in something that excites your passions.
Yeah. Help other people.
Oh,
how
important is that?
In the world.
Because it brings about smiles.
It does.
And that's the best medicine, period, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, goodness.
If you can hear somebody, like over the radio, like we're talking now, mm-hmm. you can tell if they're smiling or not.
Sure.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. People need to know that you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, it just spreads to everybody else.
Well, you're going to see a lot of smiles at the Findlay Toyota Center on September 6th and 7th because Roxanne mentioned the mega body. I don't think we said enough about that because it's going to be, as you said, 50 feet long, 15 feet wide, 12 feet tall, a teeth to torso exploration of the body, including highlighting the body's bones, muscles, ears, brain, esophagus, stomach, intestines, kidneys, heart, and lungs. And I would imagine, since this is a family event, that if mom and dad or grandma and grandpa take the kids and grandkids, there might be a little discussion on the way home. A lot of questions answered, you think?
Yeah, we might even encourage some kids to look at going into the medical field.
You know, isn't that great? Because it's an event like this that can get that light bulb turned on for a lot of kids, isn't it? Yeah. Now, when you were a kid, did you have pets?
Oh, yes.
Did you learn a lot about biology from having a pet?
Yes and no.
See, the reason I ask, because the older I've gotten, the more I've known people, especially here in Arizona, who grew up on farms and ranches, and their kids learn, shall we say, the birds and the bees from just being around all the animals
and the
whole
babies be born,
life cycle. Yeah, it teaches them so much. And I remember covering a Board of Supervisors meeting where Chip Davis, who was a rancher himself, he said the best way to make sure a kid turns out right, have them spend 6 months working on a farm or a ranch.
Absolutely.
You'll never have to worry about them.
Yeah.
Doesn't that teach you everything you need to know?
First
of all, about animals, and second, about Mother Nature and how it's all the circle of life, isn't it?
And about hard work.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I've never seen anybody in a cowboy hat glued to their smartphone. Let's put it that way.
That is a fact.
And speaking of circle of life, if you haven't seen The Lion King yet, you got to see it. Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
Oh, we went to see it Sunday.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It really is.
It's amazing how real they can make things look in the soft.
Have you
CGI
seen the previews of it or anything? You know, it really is amazing because if you remember the original Lion King, which was all animation, of course, this one, 25 years later, you'd swear it's real until, of course, they start talking and singing.
Yep.
And, of course, the guy behind me tells his date, you know what, them lions ain't really talking. And I, of course, I had to turn around and say, thanks for spoiling it for all of us. But it is, and you know, a lot of the film critics have said because it's not animated, it's not as warm and fuzzy as the original. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It looks more warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And again, it goes back to the whole circle of life thing, which this whole Celebrate Life Expo is all about. And you can get your blood pressure taken. Can you give blood at this too?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Vitalant, who is the new name for United Blood Services.
Oh, okay.
Their blood mobile will be out front, and they've got great incentives. They have, they're giving away a free Culver's coupon.
Ooh.
To get a free custard, I believe it is.
That'll get
and
me
then
there.
Your name also goes in a drawing for a VW.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, they're taking this seriously, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Ooh. There's going to be all kinds of prizes and stuff people are giving away, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
And also, you'll have information including videos of the Mega Body and Mega Heart at YRMC, HealthConnect.org, Celebrate Life Health Expo. You'll have giveaways, activities, opportunities to join drawings for prizes. This can be for families an almost all-day event, can't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It's from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, both Friday and Saturday. So it's all day.
Give me an idea roughly how long it takes to get all of this together and get everybody coordinated to produce a two-day event like this.
I will tell you, this is the biggest event I've ever put on, and this is actually my 7th year of doing this. So it's grown continuously since then. I have over 100 volunteers that I'm coordinating for this.
Wow.
And like I said, there's 112 booths, you know, consisting of either YRMC people or outside vendors. We have been planning this from the time we actually reserved the event center, 18 months.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So this thing just keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you're going to get any bigger, you got to find a place outside Prescott Valley. We hope it doesn't happen. We want to keep it here.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we're hoping there's actually a couple other more inflatables that we'd like to bring in next year.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun, though?
So have a whole huge room of inflatables, yeah.
Do you know if you're going to have stuff out in the parking area to catch drivers' attention as they go by who might not be otherwise aware of it?
We wanted to. There's banners. There's one on the building and one on either corner of mm-hmm. the event center. But we were trying to get like the farmer's market out there or a car show or something, and we just couldn't get it all coordinated this
sure.
time. But maybe next year.
Well, it's going to be such a great event. What is the Go Noodle?
Go Noodle is actually a desk side program that YRMC provides free of charge to all local schools. And even homeschooling parents can access this program. And basically, it's a desk-side program. So let's say your kids come in from lunch and they're all wound up and everything. You want them to kind of calm down.
Mm-hmm.
They have little relaxation videos that you can have the kids watch to tone them down. Or if they're getting kind of sleepy or whatever.
Oh, tone kids down? Oh, come on. You don't need to do that.
If they're getting a little sleepy, just the opposite. They can put another program on that gets them standing up next to their desk, exercising, getting their blood pumping. And it's all fun dance-type music videos that mm-hmm. the kids can actually watch.
112 booths.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I imagine some of these booths might be from vendors that we could take stuff home for?
Absolutely. In fact, everybody that comes into the event center will get a free tote. We're giving everybody a tote so they have something to carry all their
sure.
goodies away with.
Sure.
And you'll get a map of the entire layout, so it'll help you find what you're looking for.
Boy, it's going to be a great event, and it's coming up September 6th and 7th, next weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened to the summer? It's gone.
It is. It is.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just crazy.
Well, September 6th and 7th at the Findlay Toyota Center, you'll see the YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo. And this time I don't think it'll save my life, but it will have a lot of fun. I'm
yes,
looking forward
it will.
To that.
Absolutely.
Roxanne Hull, always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. We have news and weather coming up, and then we will chat with Mary Byrne from the James Family YMCA. So I'm going from YRMC to YMCA. So you've got to keep sharp on that.
Yes.
That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012895, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
This is Senator Karen Fan asking you to please vote for Jim Lamerson for Prescott City Council. Jim and I have lived in Prescott for decades. I know him personally and have always admired his honesty, integrity, and dedication to the citizens of Prescott. Jim has worked diligently to preserve our water resources, open space, and economic development. Let's keep Prescott moving forward. Remember, vote for 3 on the ballot, and I'm asking you to please make sure one of your votes is for Jim Lamerson.
Paid for by the committee to reelect Jim Lamerson.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 27th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Some local municipalities in Arizona are holding elections today. Steve Clausen reports on a proposition that's receiving a lot of attention.
One of the high-profile ballot issues is in Phoenix, where voters will decide whether the light rail system should continue with expansion plans. A yes vote would stop future light rail development, while a no vote maintains the status quo. Political consultant Stan Barnes says the ballot language may confuse some voters.
It is among the most difficult things to deal with an issue that sounds like, yes, we have no bananas. And that's the problem of those who are proponents of stopping light rail.
As of August 23rd, approximately 165,000 early ballots had been returned for processing. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Sunny skies, a 20% chance for a lunchtime spot shower today and tomorrow, 10% Thursday and Friday, with highs today through Friday near 92 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 65. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a sunny 104 today and tomorrow, 102 Thursday and Friday, with a 20 to 30% chance for early afternoon rain today and tomorrow, 10% Thursday and Friday, cooling overnight to a mostly clear 70. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe, like us on Facebook, and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Milwaukee Brewers Sunday at 10:30 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
America is sick and tired. Sick of skyrocketing prescription drug prices. Tired of big drug companies that get away with charging Americans twice as much for medicines as people in other countries. Companies that repeatedly raise prices without justification. 300% increases for insulin and cancer drugs. Medicines people need to live. Now there's a bipartisan bill in the Senate that would stop drug company price gouging. President Trump supports it. America's patients desperately need it. Now we need Senator McSally to stand up to the big drug companies and demand that Congress take action. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell Senator McSally that you're sick and tired of skyrocketing drug prices. Tell her to support the bipartisan bill and lower drug prices now. It's time to put America's patients first. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:35, continuing our show's themes today about overall health. We have just the right person on hand today. Mary Byrne is from the James Family YMCA in Prescott. Mary, what is your role at the YMCA?
Hello, I am the Health and Wellness Director.
And you look like somebody who's probably been an athlete, am I correct?
Well, yeah, I would like to think of myself as that. I just love exercise.
Sure. Yeah. And, of course, how important is it, and I mentioned this with Roxanne previously, you know, as we get older, the importance of staying flexible and staying active.
It's imperative. It's going to help you, as you get older, mm-hmm. have a more quality of life.
You know, we all talk about as we get older, our joints stiffen up and things like this. I was at the doctor's a few days ago, and on the wall, he has a sign saying, motion is lotion for your joints and for your bones, correct?
Oh, I think I need that sign at the Y.
Yeah, motion is lotion.
It
oh,
is,
my
it
goodness.
Is. Keep everything lubricated.
And isn't it wonderful how many people you see coming into the James Family YMCA in Prescott of all ages, especially a lot of older people who are determined to stay active and take what they can out of life, right? Make the most of it.
Definitely make the most of it. And it's not just staying active. It's staying socially involved.
Yeah, and socially engaged and involved. Yeah. Oh, my. That's so huge. Important. You guys have a new program coming up, and it has to do primarily with people with Parkinson's, correct?
Yes.
Where did this come from?
Well, oh, gosh. Actually, it came from one of our trainers, Charlie, who's just talking about the need for a program like that at the Y. And it kind of initially began as personal training because some of our clients already that the trainers were working with were suffering from Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to get certified to have a background. And five, I think, of us are now certified through the Brian Grant Foundation to work one-on-one with Parkinson's clients.
Mm-hmm. So how can you – at what point do people have to see the doctor to see if they have Parkinson's? What are some of the symptoms?
Well, gosh, you know, the symptoms can be really, really vague. And you probably – what I'm understanding is that you'll have Parkinson's somewhere in your 30s, but you won't even realize it until you're in your 60s.
That's frightening.
So little things like blinking and swallowing and eventually the tremors will start, and that's your mm-hmm. first major indication.
And, you know, for an awful lot of people my age, the first real exposure we had to it was the actress Katharine Hepburn, because we would see her doing talk show appearances where she had the tremors real bad. You know, we could see that happening and how difficult that must be. So I had Karen Russell on here from Mountain Valley Regional Rehab several months ago, and she had a Parkinson's patient who was taking up boxing, which sounds contrary, but when you think about it, you're talking coordination, you're talking balance, you're talking strength. Those are all beneficial to a Parkinson's patient, aren't they?
They're extremely beneficial. They tend to lose their big body movements, and boxing helps keep that going. So
mm-hmm.
they think that they're moving big and they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of their muscle atrophy.
Yeah. And with the Parkinson's program you have, I would imagine a lot of it deals with not only balance, but reflexes and things like this, right?
Flexibility, reflexes, transitioning your weight. That's a big thing from right to left, mm-hmm. forward to back. And yeah, balance is a really big thing because falling is such a horrible issue for us.
Yeah, when you get older, and of course your bones are more brittle and your reflexes are starting to go and maybe your vision too a little bit. Boy, falling is scary at a certain age, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really scary. And the sooner you start exercising after you're diagnosed, the better off you're going to be.
So take me through the steps. Someone who maybe has Parkinson's, what do they have to do first before enrolling in this program?
Well, I'm going to start with a conversation I had with one of the ladies at the Y whose husband is diagnosed with Parkinson's. And the first thing that needs to happen is acceptance to what you're suffering from. There are people who may not, because they don't show all the signs and symptoms yet, don't want to take or don't want to accept this is happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to start immediately. And so in that case, you would come to the Y, talk to some of our trainers, or we're going to be starting a class on Tuesday mornings at 1 o'clock or
nice.
Tuesday afternoon.
Take me through what some of the certification they need to lead people through this program.
Well, the certification we currently have is called Brian Grant. Brian Grant is an NBA player or an ex-NBA player who actually got diagnosed with Parkinson's. I believe he was in his late 30s, early 40s. So he had very early onset. Did I say diabetes? I meant Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, yeah.
Yes, Parkinson's. And so he was very large in his community as an NBA player. And then when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, then he became very large in that community as well. So he got together with a lot of physical therapists, and they put together this program to help people in our types of jobs, you know, personal trainers, mm-hmm. work with those that have been affected by it. So that's like the first step. Now, there's another training, Parkinson's Wellness Recovery, which I will be attending in Tucson, which is I'm going to learn about it actually when I get there, but it's a much broader spectrum of education and what to do with these folks.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about accommodating people with varying progressions of Parkinson's in this program?
Yes, and that's going to be probably our biggest challenge because we're just getting our feet wet with this.
Sure.
So we're going to have people possibly in the very first stages who really can do just about anything. And then we'll also be accommodating people who are so far along that they're going to be in with walkers. So,
do people diagnosed with Parkinson's, does it automatically get worse, or can it stay benign for a while, or and then flare up later? What's your experience with that?
Benign, no. It'll always progress, but with the exercise, it'll progress much slower.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Now, the people who are taking part in the Parkinson's program, do they have to be members of the YMCA?
They do not have to be members of the YMCA. If they want to be part of the Parkinson's program, all they have to do is pay a $10 day fee to come and take the class or work with one of the trainers.
What are some of the things you hear from support group members who have Parkinson's? What are some of the things they do to cope every day?
Well, they have their medications.
Mm-hmm.
They, as far as the support group goes, they hang out. They work with their friends, part of the group, and they support each other through all of the changes that they're dealing with in their mm-hmm. lives. So that is really, really important.
It helps to be able to talk with somebody walking in your shoes, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
because, I mean, as much as I have a lot of empathy, I don't walk in those shoes,
mm-hmm.
so I can Yet. Help only, it's so much.
Yeah. It makes you grateful for your good health, doesn't it?
Oh, my
it?
Gosh.
Over you know, I, you know, I was at the Y not too long ago, and I was going past the gymnasium, and I heard these clicking sounds. I said, what the heck is going on in there? That was my first recognition of pickleball. Now, you know, I'm not from Arizona. I only moved here a few years ago. I had never heard of pickleball. And I saw all of these older people, and when I say older, say 50 up, but I saw some people clearly in their 70s just mm-hmm. having a blast. And you could tell by the movements of some of the people that they probably used to play tennis pretty regularly. And that's just one of those programs where as you get older, you can still compete. You know, it's not just golf. You can still compete, still have a lot of fun, and stay fit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Pickleball is, for anybody who may not know what it is, I refer to it as a small tennis game or a very large ping pong game.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
And because you use a paddle that's a little bit bigger than a ping pong paddle. You use a ball that I'm not supposed to say it's a wiffle ball, but it looks like a wiffle ball,
yeah,
but it's a
sure.
pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And we started that program out, I don't know, 6 or 7, maybe 8 years ago. We started mm-hmm. off with one court, a couple paddles, and now we just don't have enough space for all the people and all the...
Isn't that something, the way it's grown?
Yeah.
And also at the Prescott Y, you have, you know, workout machines, of course. And do you find people who start maybe late in life can build their strength with these fitness machines and the programs at the Y?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's never too late to start. I mean, you'll never be 20 again for sure.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at getting older and losing some of your strength and your coordination, your agility skills,
and bone density,
bone
things
density,
like that.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just building any kind of strength that's going to improve your gait, your walking, and
yeah.
your less likely to fall. And,
yep.
Yeah.
You know, one of the great things I've discovered about the James Family YMCA in Prescott is that a lot of us will have health insurance that takes care of maybe half, sometimes all the cost of a membership and the programs.
Yes.
Isn't that a great bargain?
It's a wonderful bargain. Silver Sneakers, there's something through Optum and ARP.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know all the details about that. I just know.
I got mine through ARP. Yeah. Half price.
Half price.
And free joining fee.
Even better.
How do you beat that? Yeah. That's just wonderful. Let me ask you this. When you have somebody coming into the YMCA for the first time, and maybe they're a little bit older than your average member, do you see people trying to do too much too soon and maybe getting injured or getting worn out and going, I'm not going to come back? Do you counsel them at first what they want to do, how to do it, and take easy steps first?
Yeah, we encourage that. There are, you know, it depends on the personality. There's a lot of people who, oh, I did this when I was 20. I can do this when I'm 70.
No
problem
can't.
At all. So we have to, like, slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
We do offer a free orientation that comes with your membership. One of our trainers will take you around and show you how to use all of the machines. Or depending on what your needs are, you know, they'll accommodate that.
Mm-hmm. And what a great place for the whole family, the Prescott YMCA. What are some of the activities you get kids involved in?
Oh, my gosh. We only have how much time? We have our sports, getting ready to start itty-bitty sports through with Jamie. Swim lessons. The high school has their swim meets. They're going to be down here throughout the whole month of September and I think some of October as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll even do orientations in the fitness center for some of the older kids.
Sure. Now, with the kids' programs, how important is it to get them away from that doggone phone and with other people and associating and socializing as well as having fun and staying fit?
It's really important, but trying to get that through to them is like, I don't even know.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when people were so attached to an electronic device?
No. No, I did not.
You know, we grew up without them. Like, how did we ever get by, right?
Yeah.
And now, and even I'm falling prey to it now because sometimes I'll be driving to work and I'll think, oh my God, I don't have my phone. What am I going to do? That dawned on me. I drove to work for 40 years without a phone. Yeah. I'm okay. It's going to be all right. But, you know, the kids, and a lot of it's peer pressure, of course, but well, man.
Guess. But what if somebody needs to get hold of you right now?
Right now, yeah, right, like in the middle now. Of a movie theater, at the movie at the Harkins. What's going to happen?
Oh. The whole world's going to explode.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
Now we're all attached to our phones.
How did you first get involved in recreation?
When I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I call it my drug of choice when I was a young person. Because I didn't have a phone, so I would go.
That was a good start.
I ran all the time.
Sure.
That was my thing. And that's what kind of got me through the tough years, you know, those middle school fun, prepubescent years. And it just evolved from there. And I found myself feeling very comfortable and at home in any gym atmosphere.
No kidding.
Yep.
How interesting.
Lifting weights, any kind of cardio. My heart was not beating hard out of my chest, and something was wrong.
Were those endorphins kicking in by all this exercise?
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it made me happy, made me more confident.
That's nature's antidepressant, isn't it?
I believe so. I think that if people took more walks, we'd have less need for doctors.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. As a runner, explain the runner's high, because remember the guy who wrote the complete book of running, James Fix, he would talk about the runner's high. He would talk about hitting a wall. What was he talking about?
Oh, gosh. I have had both of those things. So the runner's high, in my experience, is just that euphoric feeling of having completed however long run it could be. So it could be 3 miles. It could be 10 miles. But it's just this euphoric feeling. I don't know how to explain it. It's just all the oxygen going into your head, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but I love that part.
But do you feel like you can do anything you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I do feel like that.
It gives you confidence to take on anything, doesn't it?
Except when you hit the wall.
And that is?
Because when you hit the wall, it's literally like hitting a wall.
Yeah.
Your legs stop moving. Your brain stops
everything
thinking.
Everything hurts.
Everything hurts.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah. See, I used to be a very, very active bicyclist for many, many years. I would do 50, 60-mile rides nonstop all the time. And then I stopped pedaling every day, and everything has kind of slowed down since then. I need to get back into that. How important is it for people getting older to take on low-stress range of motion exercises?
I think it's really important. It's still – so range of motion, we were talking about that earlier.
Motion is lotion.
Motion is lotion. Exactly.
Yeah, how true.
You've got to keep all those – the joints lubricated. And I just gave a little workshop on shoulder and posture. And when – as we get older, we get used to our habits, which means our shoulders are starting to round forward, our head's starting to come forward, our posture is going all the – you know where.
Mm-hmm.
And – then it's going to require, I mean, so many people end up having surgery or something like that. And I think it's really unnecessary if we just paid attention to.
You know, when I was in the seventh grade, I had a teacher. She was 80 years old, Miss Murphy.
Wow.
And she was your stereotypical little old lady hunched over the whole bit. And she would see us sitting in our desks with poor posture. And she would look us dead in the eye and say, sit up straight. You don't want to look like me when you get old, do you? And we look at her hunched over and go, no, we really don't want to.
No.
And that kind of scared us straight, more or less. And it turned out to be a blessing because years later, I ended up working in some very, very physical, heavy lifting jobs. And I'm glad I had good posture and learned to lift with the legs,
yeah,
not with
go.
The back. And that's why until just the last couple of weeks, I've never really had any back trouble. And that's very, very fortunate for somebody.
You're very,
very fortunate. Boy, when your back goes out, you can't do anything, can you?
And it's painful and it's miserable and all you want to do is feel better again.
And there's no escape.
Yeah.
You can't sit. You can't stand. You can't sleep.
Yep.
Oh, it's just miserable.
Yeah.
I just feel so bad for people with back trouble. So I'm glad I got mine treated. Mary Byrne, how can people learn more about what's going on, not only with Parkinson's programs, but also at the YMCA in Prescott?
Well, you can visit our website, www.prescottymca.org. Or you can come visit me in my office, 750 Whipple Street.
And you've also got a Parkinson's support group. They meet every third Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. at First Lutheran Church. That's on Smoke Tree Lane in Prescott.
Yes. So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody who is moving to town. They're affected by this disease. They don't know who to reach out to. We do have that support group in town, and they're just a wonderful group of people.
So are the people at the Prescott YMCA. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. That's Mary Byrne, and we're going to have tomorrow's Q&A guests and some final thoughts coming up in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world, KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
I'm Kathy Rusing, candidate for City Council. I am very concerned about our precious and diminishing water supply and the proposed new city water policy. It dramatically extends the expansion zone where the city provides water and sewer services to areas outside the city limits. It is pro-unsustainable growth. Most importantly, it is being ramrodded through with minimal public input. Join me in voicing your concern to the City Council. I'm Kathy Rusing, and I appreciate your support.
Paid for by Kathy Rusing for City Council. Prescott, the Quad Cities, and Cottonwood. Are you ready for some honest debate? I'm Ben Shapiro, and I'm excited to be part of KQNA's lineup of live talk. My show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. Join me every weekday at 3 as we confront the liberal culture of fear and intimidation head-on with real facts and honest debate. Join us weekdays at 3 for the Ben Shapiro Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Celebrate the Mexican Pacific League on Saturday, August 31st, when the D-backs take on the Dodgers, and enjoy a free post-game concert featuring La Brisa. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The best deal in baseball is the D-backs Value Pack. Pick any D-backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you just heard from Ben Shapiro. If you're a big fan of Dennis Prager, whose show airs every weekday and I believe on Sundays here on KQ&A, there was a huge story about him yesterday in the L.A. Times. Why the L.A. Times? Well, because that's where he broadcasts his show, from Los Angeles. And you can look up that story by going to latimes.com/Prager. I think you'll learn a lot about Dennis Prager, and if you're a big fan of his, you'll like him even more after reading that. You know, you also heard about the Diamondbacks special promotion coming up on August 31st. There's also a local baseball promotion coming up that evening, August 31st at 7 o'clock at Ken Lindley Field. It's vintage baseball with 1860 rules and equipment. If you heard my interview last week with Mike Adrian, you know all about that. You can come watch baseball as it was played using the rules of 1860 in Prescott's own historic ballpark, because the Prescott champions in 1876 played right here in town for the championship of the Arizona Territories. And that's old-style vintage baseball. And you can get more information, let's see, by calling or going online to mradrian06@yahoo.com. That's mradrian06@yahoo.com. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Join me tomorrow at this time for my guest Cheryl Phipps for the People Who Care Benefit Golf Tournament. And with the Labor Day holiday weekend approaching and barbecue grills heating up, you'll hear my interviews from earlier this year with the authors of 3 best-selling books about barbecuing and grilling. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.